From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the Cabinet approves a 26.2 trillion won worth supplementary budget to support households affected by the Middle East conflict. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expresses support for China's multipolar world vision in a meeting with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. And President Lee Jae-myung expresses disappointment over Israel's protest of his earlier online criticism of its wartime killing of civilians. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. A supplementary budget worth 26.2 trillion won to support people affected by the Middle East conflict has been approved by the Cabinet. The government held an extraordinary Cabinet meeting on April 11, chaired by Prime Minister Kim Min-suk, and endorsed the extra budget passed by the National Assembly a day earlier. Under the plan, some 32.56 million people, or the bottom 70% of income earners, will receive payouts. Each person will get between 100,000 won, or some $67, and 600,000 won in support for high fuel costs. A total of 4.8 trillion won has been allocated for the cash assistance program. The government plans to first provide payments to basic livelihood recipients and near-poor households within this month. It also aims to swiftly roll out support for the broader group after screening by a government task force. The budget includes 4.2 trillion won to support a price cap system on petroleum products amid supply concerns. It also covers a temporary 50% discount on the K-Pass transit card and support for NAFTA import costs. Additional measures include fuel-linked subsidies for farmers and fishermen, as well as support to ease fuel costs for coastal passenger ships. This marks the second supplementary budget under the administration of President Lee Jae-myung. The bill was submitted to the Assembly on March 31st and passed in a bipartisan vote the previous night. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has expressed support for China's push to build a multipolar world. North Korea state media Korean Central News Agency reported on April 11th that Kim made the remarks while visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Kim stressed the need to strengthen strategic coordination between the two countries. He said both sides should expand exchanges at various levels and deepen mutual support and cooperation. Kim also outlined North Korea's position on regional and international issues. Wang, for his part, reaffirmed China's stance on developing bilateral ties. He also shared Beijing's views on regional and global affairs. The meeting comes ahead of a planned U.S.-China summit next month. Observers say the two sides likely discuss issues related to the Korean Peninsula. However, the report did not mention any agreement or alignment of positions. That contrasts with a previous meeting between Kim and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, where state media said their views fully aligned. KCNA said the latest talks were held in a warm and comradely atmosphere. Kim said North Korea places top priority on strengthening ties with China and also reaffirmed support for the country's One China principle. Kim added that Pyongyang will fully back China's policies aimed at building a fair and multipolar global order. Meanwhile, Chinese media said Kim explicitly supported Xi Jinping's vision of a shared future for mankind. But North Korean media did not include those specific references in its report. President Lee Jae-myung expressed disappointment over Israel's protest of his earlier online criticism of its wartime killing of civilians. In a social media message on Saturday, he said he was disappointed that Israel has failed to conduct self-examination following criticisms coming from people around the world that experience pain and suffering due to endless inhumane acts that go against international law. On his social media Friday, he shared a video from September 2024 that seemingly showed armed soldiers presumably affiliated with the Israel Defense Forces throwing a civilian off a roof and likened it to Japan's wartime sex slavery or the Holocaust. Israel's foreign ministry clapped back on social media early Saturday, saying Yi's trivialization of the massacre of Jews on the eve of Holocaust Remembrance Day is unacceptable and warrants strong condemnation. The ministry said the incident occurred during an operation against terrorists at a time when Israeli soldiers were facing direct and immediate threats to their lives, then urged Yi to check the facts before posting. South Korea's foreign ministry expressed regret that Israel misunderstood and countered President Lee Jae-myung's remarks on social media, which expressed his conviction regarding universal human rights rather than an opinion on a particular issue. In a social media posting on Saturday, Seoul's foreign ministry said the South Korean government remains steadfast in its opposition to all forms of violence and anti-humanitarian acts, including the acts of terrorism, as pointed out by Israel in its protest. The ministry said Seoul continues to empathize deeply with the unspeakable suffering endured by Israel due to the Holocaust and express profound condolences to Holocaust victims. On social media Friday, Lee shared a video from September 2024 that seemingly showed armed soldiers presumably affiliated with the Israel Defense Forces throwing a civilian off a roof and likened it to Japan's wartime sex slavery or the Holocaust. Israel's foreign ministry clapped back on social media early Saturday, saying Lee's trivialization of the massacre of Jews on the eve of Holocaust Remembrance Day is unacceptable and warrants strong condemnation. Prime Minister Kim Min-suk said the Lee Jae-myung administration, which puts priority on people's sovereignty, will fully honor and uphold the spirit of the March 1st independence movement and the country's foundation. Speaking at an event to mark the 107th anniversary of the establishment of Korea's provisional government Saturday, Kim said the interim government provided support for the Korean people as a core element of the independence movement under Japan's colonial rule. The Prime Minister commemorated and expressed respect for the patriots who sacrificed their lives for the country's liberation and also thanked their families and descendants. Kim promised to thoroughly provide state support for the families by extending the scope of compensation and to show the highest respect when repatriating the remains of patriot Lee Ha-jun on April 22nd after he died in the U.S. on February 4th. The Prime Minister also pledged to elevate the status of Hyochang Park in Seoul's Yongsan district, where some of the country's independence activists and patriots are laid to rest, to a national independence park. Police filed for detention of far-right YouTuber Jeon Han-gil as he stands accused of defamation against President Lee Jae-myung and minor reform party leader Lee Jun-suk. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency said on Friday that a detention warrant is being sought for Jeon on charges of defamation by false statement. In his YouTube broadcast on March 18th, Jeon reported on claims that President Lee had created a slush fund worth 160 trillion won, or around 107.7 billion U.S. dollars, and that he provided China with military secrets. On March 27th, the YouTuber claimed that Reform Party leader Lee Jun-suk had lied about double majoring in computer science and economics while studying at Harvard University. The former Korean history instructor, who was questioned by the police three times since last month, said seeking legal action when a correction report could have been requested is conduct unbecoming of politicians. The rise in average prices of gasoline and diesel in South Korea slowed on Saturday after the government imposed a third round of price caps on refined petroleum products the previous day to curb surging oil costs linked to the Middle East crisis. According to the Korea National Oil Corporation's OPINET system, as of 10 a.m., the average price of gasoline rose 1.751 from Friday to 1,990.681 per liter, or around $1.34. The average price of diesel also increased 1.541 to 1,984.221 per liter. In Seoul, where prices are normally the highest in the country, the average for gasoline jumped 1.261 to 2,024.041, while for diesel it rose 0.971 to 2,009.61. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.